Vice President Dick Cheney said yesterday the delegates are gathering for one reason, to re-elect President Bush. Moderate Republicans will have prominent speaking roles. From Rudolph Giuliani to Arnold Schwarzenegger, they will appeal to swing voters. Many voters want to hear what the president says this week. His approval rating hovers around 50%. Those are two of the results of a survey conducted for NPR by a bipartisan team, Democrats Stan Greenberg and Republican Glenn Bolger. NPR's Mara Liasson reports on their findings.
It's hard for an incumbent president to change people's minds about his own record, but that's exactly the challenge for George W. Bush this week. Republican pollster Glenn Bolger says the president has to try to accomplish four things in New York City.
Number one is he needs to be able to reach voters unfiltered. It's been very difficult, I think, for him to get his message out lately, and this affords an excellent opportunity. Number two, he needs to talk about his plans for the future. Number three, he's got to tell the economic story. In general, the trends are very, very positive, but the perception isn't quite as positive, so I think it's important for him to do that. And number four, he needs to make the case again for why we are in Iraq, why we are winning, and why that's good for America in the war on terror.
Our poll shows that likely voters are split on the president's performance. 49% approve, 48% disapprove. And the number of likely voters who think the country is on the wrong track, 55%, hasn't changed much in months. A bad sign for any incumbent, says Democrat Stan Greenberg.
I think this is a pivotal moment for him. He's really on the edge of a very, very difficult race. He's behind on a whole variety of indicators. 55% of the country wants change. A majority disapprove of his performance in office.
But, Greenberg says, conventions matter, and George W. Bush can use his to move those numbers. Because even though there is a relatively low number of truly undecided voters this year, a big majority of voters wants to hear what the president has to say.
One of the surprises to me in looking at this poll is that while these voters feel they know George Bush very well, 60% of them say that, they are very or somewhat interested in the convention. But that says to me that the president has trouble, but he also has a country that will listen if he's able to make the case at the convention.
With so few undecided voters to poll, Bolger and Greenberg try to identify voters who support Bush or Kerry, but say there's a chance they might switch. These potentially movable voters say their two main hesitations about President Bush are the war in Iraq and the economy. And those are the subjects they want the president to address on Thursday night. Stan Greenberg.
I think the president will not use his convention to disqualify, John Kerry. He's got to make the case for the progress on Iraq and on the economy, and he's got to show that he has a plan for Iraq that will reduce the troops and has a plan that will create jobs. And that's what he's got to use his convention for, and that's what this poll says people are hungry for him to offer.
According to Glenn Bolger, the Republican convention should be a four-day departure from the operating theory of the Bush campaign so far, that an incumbent in trouble must convince voters that his opponent is an unacceptable alternative.
I think you're seeing that with the Bush campaign, and the focus of their advertising has been on John Kerry's record, as opposed to trying to change the debate, change public perception about the president. I agree with Stan that the convention ought to be focused on what the president wants to do and what he has accomplished, and that's going to be positive, but then I think you're going to have to see from the campaign a fairly focused message after the convention on what I would call the two I's, ideological liberal that John Kerry is and that he's indecisive.
Greenberg and Bolger's new survey has Kerry beating Bush, 50% to 45%. That's different from other polls out recently that show a slight uptick for the president and in some cases a small lead in what is still a very close race. Stan Greenberg.
If you take all the public polls post Kerry's convention, Kerry has a lead over the entire month of about 2.6%. But if you take the five polls done in the last 3 days, the race is even, so that there's some evidence that in the last few days, following whatever this debate has been about Swift Boat and other things, that the president's position has improved himself. Even though this poll shows Kerry with a significant lead, I tend to look at all the polls as a whole, and they do seem to show little gain for the president going into his convention.
Still, Greenberg points out, Kerry is maintaining his lead in the 17 battleground states that will determine the outcome of this election. But, Glenn Bolger points out, things aren't as bad as Republicans once thought they would be.
When you average the polls of this week and the two of them are tied and we're going into the Republican convention, that's got to be encouraging for the president because frankly, I know they were expecting to come out of the Democratic convention much further down than they are. What this also argues is, given how intense everybody feels and how small the swing vote is this time around, it's going to be hard for any kind of significant bump for the president.
Bulger and Greenberg both agree that whatever gains the president makes this week will probably be small, constrained by a very polarized electorate that has given this campaign its stubbornly stable dynamic. And they both expect the race to remain very close well into the fall. Mara Liasson, NPR News, New York.
And you can find complete poll results at npr.org.